Biggest mistakes that employers make don't properly deal with workplace harassment issues.
Yeah, not only is this a common mistake, which is not properly dealing with harassment, but it's also a very costly one.
No.
Because an employer has a very strict legal duty. It's in the statute, and our courts have reinforced that. Whenever you're faced with a harassment complaint, with a workplace harassment situation, as the employer, you have to investigate that. You have to immediately find out what happened and then take appropriate action to remedy the situation, whether it means disciplining someone, providing, training, sensitivity training, putting people in different locations. You have to deal with it. You have to take it seriously, and you can't penalize anyone from bringing a complaint. And employers often don't do that. Why? Because it's easier to ignore it. It's easier to sweep things under the rug and not worry about it or assume that things are just going to resolve themselves. Well, guess what? They don't resolve themselves. And by not investigating, you may end up constructively dismissing an employee because an employee is subject to harassment. They tried to resolve it. Mm-hmm. You as the employer didn't do anything. Well, what can they do? They can leave and now make you pay them severance. Another thing that can happen, maybe depending on the nature of the harassment, there could be a human rights violation that you as the employer didn't do anything about, and then you as the employer become liable. Another consequence of that may be that the employee that's the subject of the harassment may now suffer medical issues, medical consequences. We've talked about that before on the show. Now you have an employee or several employees going on a medical leave of absence indefinitely, and you're trying to run the business, and that's going to cost you a lot of money, a lot of heartache. And all because, why? Because the employer didn't properly investigate the workplace harassment. That is a very, very, very big mistake. You have to take it seriously. There's financial penalties. There's other consequences. And an employee, if you're in a harassment situation, you should always try to resolve that internally. Try to speak to your boss or the HR person, the company owner, and see if that matter can be resolved internally. If that's not a possibility or you've tried to resolve it internally and you failed, nothing's done, you and I need to speak then. The individual needs to call me. We can create an action plan at that point. Don't just suffer there and assume that there's nothing you can do. Yes, there is something you can do, and employers have to deal with it.
Samfiru Tumarkin LLP. Contact us at 1-844-661-9065 or visit stlawyers.ca.